Welcome to the Farm to Table Talk podcast, where we talk about our food system from what we eat to how it's grown. I'm your host, Roger Wasson. Well, there's been a lot of talk about how we need to have more people getting into farming, but the question always is, how can you do that? And part of it is that some people say, gee, I'd like to know more about farming, but they don't know the first step. Well, my guest today on Farm to Table Talk is Samantha Blattis, and Samantha is with an interesting organization. It's called WOOF USA. It sounds like it's something for dogs, but it's W-W-O-O-F, and it stands for Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. Samantha, welcome to Farm to Table Talk.
Thanks for having me.
So explain this to me. This sounds pretty intriguing that you have worldwide opportunities on organic farms. What does your organization do, and what are these kind of opportunities on organic farms?
Well, it's worldwide opportunities on organic farms because this program actually started in the UK in the 1970s and has grown organically, I'm doing air quotes, since then to be in over 100 countries, operated by about 50 independent organizations that are all under the WOOF umbrella. And what we do is connect people who want to get that hands-on experience on organic farms with their organic farmers and growers that want to host and teach them. So here in the United States, we've got over 2,100 host farmers, gardeners, and homesteaders that willingly open up their homes and operations to people who want to get that hands-on experience.
So you say open up their homes and operations, so that they give them a place to live as well?
Yes. So what typically happens is a woofer will go and stay on a farm or homestead for a length of time that was prearranged with the host. They receive room and board from their host while contributing towards the farm activities for about half a day, every day that they're there. So,
So is this an unpaid internship sort of thing?
Yes. It's educational and cultural, and there's no money exchange between the host and the woofer.
So if somebody is said, gee, I'd love to do that, you know, and they're listening to us right now, or their parents are listening to us right now, and they know that they've got somebody in their family that would like to go get that experience, what's the first thing they do?
Well, the first thing they do is decide where they want to go woofing. Here in the United States, we've got host farms and gardens in all 50 states, and that also includes Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and states such as Alaska and Hawaii. So very fun places, but also every different type of agricultural zone you can think of. So if there's a certain type of agriculture you want to learn about, or a certain climate, or just a certain place you want to be, you can sign up as a member on our website, woofusa.org. There's a $40 membership fee that gives you access to that directory of over 2,100 farms. And then you use the directory to start contacting hosts. You research the farm, ask yourself a lot of questions about what you want to learn, and ask the hosts if they've got availability for you, and start those conversations to see what a visit could look like.
You know, it sounds kind of like an Uber type of arrangement. I mean, you're matching up instead of drivers and riders. I mean, you're, you know, somebody that wants to go learn about organic farming and and somebody that could use the help. And so how many years has this been going?
So WOOF USA, the official organization that operates the directory here in the United States, was founded in 2001. It's been woofing as a practice has been happening since the 1970s.
Now, my guess is that typically these are young people that are doing it. Is that right?
The majority of our members do tend to be younger. Woofing attracts a lot of people who are, you know, have some free time. So people in between jobs, people in between school and job markets, people in times of transition. But it's also really popular with teachers who have summers free. It's popular with early retirees who want to learn what it's like to live off the land. So there's no upper age limit. You have to be at least 18 to join. But other than that, anyone is welcome who has an interest in, you know, sharing and contributing.
So I could do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, again, I want to go back in this and say, if I wanted to, you could go on your website and you could look at, does it tell a story about the farms that are listed?
Yeah, so once you are registered as a member, you get access to the full directory, which includes profiles for each and every host farm in our program. Profiles contain a farm description. Each host gets to write what their farm and woofing program is all about. There are photos. You can see what the farm looks like, hopefully, if a host has added them. There are reviews from people who've woofed at that farm before, if they've been in our program for a while. And there is a messaging tool to start those conversations. You can just click the button directly from the profile and send the host a message.
So that is, it is very Uber-like. It's really an interesting model. So now, with all of these farms across the United States, then people can choose the one that they want to go to, and then they can get all of this information. And did you say that they can have a conversation with the potential host?
Yeah, the host has to invite the woofer. So, you know, the host is, like I mentioned before, welcoming them and sometimes into their homes, definitely into their lives, and sometimes businesses. So that is going to take a level of, trust and familiarity that hopefully can come after having some conversations. We know a lot of hosts will have a semi-interview or, application process. Other hosts like to have Skype conversations, they're going to be sharing their lives with you. So, hopefully that comes after you've gotten to know one another pretty well.
Now, you say this worldwide. How many countries are there involved outside of the United States?
Woofing happens in around over 100 countries, and woof organizations are mostly run on a national basis. So if you are hoping to woof abroad, you'll want to go to woof.net, which lists the full list of woof organizations around the world, and select the right woof organization to join so that you can go woofing in your country of interest.
I keep thinking that we need to interrupt every once in a while and just remind people that woofing means worldwide opportunities on organic farms, and we're not talking about a barking dog that's woofing here. And so if they say these international opportunities, I'm thinking of international people that are outside the United States, if they want to come here, do they join your organization or get registered here and they can come from some other country and work on an organic farm in the United States?
Absolutely. About a fifth of our membership currently are foreign nationals. So they have an interest in learning about American agrarian culture, and they travel to the United States to woof here. A lot of those people are coming from Europe, from Asia, places where the United States typically gives out visas to people.
So now, are there certain guidelines that if they're going to have it on the farm, that you say like certain amount of time that they can ask them to work, or certain kind of jobs they can do, and certain other jobs they say you shouldn't ask them to, do this type of job?
We ask our hosts never to ask woofers to do something that they themselves wouldn't do or aren't there to supervise and teach about. This is supposed to be a learning opportunity for the woofers. We recommend that woofers help out for half a day, which, can be 4 to 6 hours depending on the farm. But every farm is different and will have different schedules and needs, so that can really vary from farm to farm and the type of farm or homestead that you end up woofing on.
Have you done it?
I have.
What was it like? What was a typical day for you?
What was a typical day? Let's see. My hosts were, were brand new to woofing, so I was actually their second woofer, so we were kind of figuring it out together. It was also my first experience. I would wake up and help weed their vegetable garden, which was just a kitchen garden. They weren't selling their produce. What the farm really did was raise sheep and deer. So depending on what the main farmer was doing that day, I would shadow him and offer assistance where I could. So a lot of times that was, corralling the sheep and giving them medicine individually one by one. So helping them feed through the barn to do that. Pairing deer babies with their mothers so that they could keep track of their genealogy and, breeding for selected traits, things like that. It was different every day.
So in your case, did that motivate you to go do another experience or get this job or go back to school to get another coursework? What happened to you next?
Yeah, I ended up woofing because I had a strong interest in local agriculture and I wanted to work full season on a farm, but I didn't think anyone would hire me unless I had any farming experience. So that's how that's when I turned to woof, which I also happened to do in New Zealand, which is a beautiful country. So I mixed in a little fun and travel there too. And I did end up getting a full season apprenticeship right after my woofing experience. I interviewed for a position here in the States and I got it. So that's where I went straight into after woofing.
So, and then now you work with the organization. Do you aspire to have your own farm anytime in the future?
Actually, woofing and the apprenticeship taught me that I would not make a great farmer, which is a great reason to woof as well. You know, a lot of us are huge supporters and proponents of local agriculture, but not all of us are cut out to be farmers. It's an incredibly difficult job, and I definitely learned that while woofing, and I can tell you a lot of woofers learn that while woofing too. But it's a great way to stay connected to your local agricultural communities, and for that I highly recommend it. And it's, you know, a great part-time way to get your hands dirty and feet wet into that whole scene.
Well, one more thing I want to ask you, and that is about people coming from cities that don't have any kind of a farm background, because there's so much attention right now on urban agriculture. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if people that, do you find that there are more that have been getting involved that are from cities that don't have any experience in rural areas at all?
A lot of people from cities and rural or urban areas turn to woof to get that experience. Again, that's how woof was started, actually. Sue Capard in London was the secretary and wanted to get out into the field, so that's how woof was born. She just found farmers in like right outside of London and started a network and a community to do just that. So yes, that tradition is still strong. We're also seeing woof hosts that are now urban growers and farmers and community gardeners themselves. They've figured out ways to provide that hosting opportunity even in urban centers. So if you check out some of our major cities here in the U.S., you might find some woof hosts there as well.
Well, this is really interesting. And now I just want to wrap up. I want to thank you. And I want to give you an opportunity to remind people again where they go for information. Where do they find all of this if they want to follow up, learn more about it, maybe even get involved directly?
Yeah, absolutely. Our website, woofusa.org, is where you would go to sign up either as a woofer, someone who goes to visit a farm, or as a host farmer. You can send us an email, info@woofusa.org, or call us. All that information's on our website, and I can help you with any questions. If you're interested in woofing abroad, you'll want to check out woof.net, WOOF.net, and that has the full list of woof organizations around the world.
Well, I tell you what, this is an exciting program. I didn't know about this, and I'm sure many of the people listening to this podcast didn't know about it, too. So, Samantha Blattis with WOOF, the Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. Thanks for being on Farm to Table Talk.
Thanks again for having me.
Thanks for joining the Farm to Table Talk podcast. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe to listen regularly on SoundCloud or iTunes to Farm to Table Talk.